Yeah. We say when the bottom wall caves in now, so the top wall, that becomes the mechitza now on Shabbos. So the chura have a mechitza hanase b'Shabbos. This looks like a wall that is made on Shabbos. So what's the loch if somebody made a mechitza on Shabbos? Does it make it a reshus hayochid inside that you could be metaltel or not? V'tanya we learned, yes, kol mechitza hanase b'Shabbos. Any mechitza, any walls that were made on Shabbos, bein b'shoigi, whether you made a b'shoigi, you forgot today was Shabbos, or you didn't know it's also tevild on Shabbos, bein b'meizid, even if you did it b'kavon, you knew it was awesome, still the loch is shemo mechitza, it's called the mechitza, and if somebody made a hut on Shabbos, he made four mechitzas, you're allowed to be metaltel inside it. Here also, when the bottom wall caved in on Shabbos, now the top walls become the Ikka Mechitza, and that Mechitza was made L'Shem Dira. It's called the good wall. Now you're allowed to carry in here on Shabbos. But for the Gemara Kasha of Alavit Malo, didn't we learn on this din? Omer Rav Nachman, L'Shonu El Lizrek. When do we say if somebody made a Mechitza on Shabbos that it's called the Rishus HaYochid? That's only L'Chumra. That means if somebody's standing in the Rishus HaRabim and he throws inside these Mechitzas, he's Chayiv. It's called Rishus HaYochid. Avol Atal Tulosa. But Rav Nachman says, no, if somebody made these mechitzas, this Rishus HaYochid on Shabbos, midirabonon, you're not allowed to be metaltel inside. It's also to carry inside. So here, if these mechitzas became mechitzas on Shabbos, how are you saying now you're allowed to carry inside it? I, Rav Nachman said, when you make mechitzas on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry inside the mechitzas. And the Gemara, kiyitmad Rav Nachman, when did Rav Nachman say, if you make mechitzas on Shabbos, you can't use those mechitzas? That's only amazed itmer. If somebody bemazed knew today was Shabbos and knew it's also to build, he went ahead and built the Rishus HaYochid on Shabbos. See, when don't meet here, right? Those mechitzas are called good mechitzas. Lamais are inside the area, but have dal mechitzas around, and you throw from Rishus Rabbim into the Rishus HaYochid, you chayiv midiraisam. But there, midirabonin gave you a knas and said, you can't use these walls to carry inside. But here in our case, nobody did bemazed. It's talking about the gate caved in by itself. So the ma'isa, the top wall, became the mechitza now for Shabbos. So it's called the good mechitza, and you're allowed to carry now inside this big carfer. So itam. So Mari, he is the son. There was a lady. The ovdo mechitza gabe mechitza b'nechse ger. As a certain lady heard that a neighbor, the ger, died, so she wanted to go and be kind to his karka. He had no yorshim, it was hefka. So there was a mechitza, there was a gate around the field, and she went and built a gate on top of that gate. Is also gavra. The mice was that another person came. Rofik Borpurta. He went inside the field and started to plow the field. So now they had a machlokes. Which one was kind of the field? Osla came with Rav Nachman. They came in front of Rav Nachman. Ukma biyode. So Rav Nachman said the second one, the person, the gavra that made the plowing, he's kind of the karka. That's called the good chazaka. Is also Ihu, so the lady came, for Kotsovach, she started to scream. For Kotsovach, she started to scream in front of Rav Nachman. She said, I was here first, and I built up the walls first. Why wasn't I kind of it? Or Malay, so he answered back to her, Ma Yevadacho, what can I do for you? You do not make a chazoka the way people do it. Like we're saying the whole time, if you have a mechitza there ready, the fact you build a mechitza on top of it means nothing. That's not called you made anything better for the field. The bottom mechitza watches the field and nobody should come in. The top mechitza doesn't mean anything. So it's not called the good chazaka, therefore she was not koina. Well, right. Karfeif beis sholish. You have a karfeif, again, this open ground that has dal mechitzas all around it, but instead it was more than a base of sayim. How wide was it? It was three sosayim. It was more than it's supposed to be. So with the rabbonin, it's called a karmelis. With the rabbonin, you're not allowed to carry here. It's three sos. Now, the kira bo beiso. What happened was, on one part of it, one third of it, you made a roof on top of it. You made a kira, you made a roof on top of one third of the area. So nice, you have a beiso, picture 109. So nice, you have a sosayim, exactly sosayim open area. And the last third, the last saw, you put a roof on top of it. You made a kiro. The kirov or beisor. Now Rav Omar, Rav says, Ave kirov miyasroi. Rav says, no, it's still osir. Even though the area that's open without a roof, is only a base of sayim, and a base of sayim alone you're allowed to carry in. The Torah says, since there's no mechitza between the open area and the covered area, there's no mechitza in between, so it will look as if it's one big area, and lamaisa, this whole big area is more than a base of sayim, so again, it's aser. His ave kirov miyasroin. The air underneath the roof makes an extension to the open area, so together it's more than a base of sayim, it's aser. Rab Zeira Omar, no. Ein ave kirov miyasroin. The area underneath the roof is not an extension of the outside area. Therefore, you look at the outside area by itself, it's only a base of sayim. It's only 70 yamas by 70 yamas, so you're allowed to carry outside. What's the machlekes? The mar lema lechura, rova Rabbi Zeira, beplukta the Rav Shmuel kamiflugi. This is a machlekes we have already between Rav and Shmuel. The yitma, achsadra bebikam. You have an achsadra, which is an open porch. It has a roof to it, but it has no mechitzes. That's called an achsadra. Some an open porch, an achsadra. It has just a roof and like an open garage. Just the roof on top, and it has no mechitzes around it. Achsadra. Achsadra bebika. You have this open roof, this open garage, in a bika, in a valley, in an open field. Is Rava ma mutla talta bekula. You should know on Shabbos, inside, underneath the roof, underneath this open garage, you're allowed to be metalten. It's considered Rishos HaYochid. Who Shmuel Omar, ein metalten elo b'dal damas. Shmuel says, no, we're talking about it's in a bika, it's in an open valley, it's in a karmelis, so even though you have a roofed-off area, but since there are no four mechitzas on the side, it's still considered a karmelis, and you're not allowed to carry inside. Elo b'dal damas. What's the machlokes? Rav Omar mutla talta b'kula. Rav says you're allowed to carry underneath the roof, Amrinan pi tikra yorid v'saisim. That's the locha. Anytime you have a roof on top, we say pi tikra, we say the ends of the roof comes down. That's also called the lom d'shem mechitza. That you say pi tikra, the end of the roof comes down and gives it a din mechitza. So if you have an area that has a roof on top of it, so we say, this is a machleik exactly at how many sides do you say pi tikra yorid v'saisim. There's one man yama that says even on all four sides. You'd say pitikra, providing it's a flat roof. Anytime you have a flat roof, on all four sides we say pitikra, yerud v'saisim. La locha, we only say it on two sides. You have to at least have two mechitzes like an L shape. You have two mechitzes, and then you have a roof across. On the other two sides, we say pitikra, yerud v'saisim. That inside here is a rishus yochid, because you have the lamdashim mechitzes coming down. Sastis machlekes. Rabba mamut letalta bakulai. Why amrinan pitikra yard v'saisim? We look as if the pitikra comes down, so it comes down on all four sides. Ushmul lama ein metaltlim ella biarbo amis. No, underneath the roof you cannot carry. It's still called the karmelis. Why lo yamrinan pitikra yard v'saisim? I do not say this svara that the peh, the opening, the point of the roof comes down to give it a shem mechitza. He does know from pitikra yard v'saisim. So you have a machlokes over there, the chur, it's the same machlokes be us also. Here also, we have this big base of sayim, and you have a roofed off area. So if you're going to tell me the roof comes down here, it gives it a shein mechitza. If it gives it a shein mechitza, so you have this side is only a base of sayim, it's mutter, and under here is the rishus by itself. But if you don't say pitikra, the roof does not come down, there's no mechitza in between, then it's one area of more than a base of sayim that remains also. So chur, it's telling in this machlokes. So the Gemara, I tell you, no, maybe there's no machlekes. I diavide ki achsadra hochinami. If by yos was made like an achsadra, you take it right. Hoche b'mayas kinon diavde ki uzila. I tell you, by yos, the reason why you don't say pitikra, what the machlekes by yos is, because the roof, Rashi learns, was not made a flat roof, it was a slanty roof. On a slanty roof, then you don't say pitikra yerud v'saisim. And that's the halacha. We only say pitikra yerud v'saisim on a flat roof. But if you're going to have a slanty roof, you don't say the bottom part comes down. You can't say pitikra. You only say it on a flat roof. So Rashi is saying here, our machlokes is talking about a slanty roof. So it's a machlokes. One man, the Yomis, says, still, for a base of sayim, since it's only an issim of the Rabbonin, that really midirayis says Rishus HaYochid. Just since it's more than a base of sayim, it looks like a karmelis, even though the roof was slanty, still you say pitikra. And the other one says, no, any time it's slanty, you don't say pitikra. Sidrashi, For hocho the pligi rabba the yovet kira ki azuki arzila yegia gag mishupad lekeper. It's talking about the roof was slanty. When the roof was slanty, that's a machlokes. And aloha, that's the way we paskin. We paskin usually to say pitikra, stams nagei, if you have a garage, or you have a mall in front of your house, you have a roof coming out. Then we only say pitikra if it's a flat roof. The roof has to be flat. And we are the aloha, if you have two mechitis already, just two other sides are open, if you have a flat roof, we look as if the roof comes down on both sides, and it's Rishus Yochid inside. But that's only when it's a flat roof, and you have two mechitzes. But here, by our case of a Beis Hasayim, really we're saying now it's an open park, you have four mechitzes all around it. So really it's Rishus Yochid. Just since it's too wide, inside it's more, it's three Hasayim here, Midrabon is called the Kamlis. So now we're saying you have a roofed off area, one third is roofed off. Here we pass, and even though the roof is slanty, still we'll say Pitik Riyar V'Slay Samir. Since it's only Midirabonin, here we'll make it even on a slanty roof. But not in the base of Sayin, Metchilu, where you want to give it Mechitzis, then we only say Pitik Riyar where it's a flat roof, not where it's a slanty roof. So the Marim. Omar Rabbi Zeira, Omar Dina Amoido, the Karfeif Shenifras Bimluya Lechotzer. Again, you have this open park. That was Nifras from Luya. It was opened up completely into a chotzer. Like here, you have this carpet, you have the open park in front of the house, picture 118. You have an open park in front of the house, in front, and then it's open completely to the chotzer. It's Nifras from Luya to the chotzer. Yeah? In such a case, you have a carpet. The carpet, Nifras from Luya to the chotzer, was opened completely into the chotzer. Shaser, it becomes also now to carry inside this carpet. So Rashi learns, Umadina bekarfif beisosayim. The karfif itself, this park area, really was only exactly a beisosayim. Now, if it would have had the fourth mechitza here, it would have been mutter to metantl inside the karfif. Because the karfif is only a beisosayim, which is still called a reshus hayochid, that you're allowed to carry inside it. Now, the sermon was the wall broke down here. So now that the wall broke down, the area of the carpet became a little bit more than a base of sign. But let's say usually a wall is at least, let's say, a few tfachim thick. So the few tfachim that the wall was thick, that made the inside area exactly a base of sign. Now when the wall caved in here, the wall space became more to the carpet, and now the carpet became more than a base of sign. So in such a case, it's also to carry inside the carpet now. That's what he's saying. Madina bekarfif shenifrets b'muyu lechotzer. Shenifrets means the fourth wall broke down, and now it became completely opened up into the chotzer. Shaser, you're not allowed to carry now in the karfif. My timer, hoyu v'yave chotzer miyasrei. Because now that it's opened completely into the chotzer, the area of the chotzer is like extension of the karfif. Now the karfif becomes more than a base of sayim. Therefore, it's also looks like here you have the karfif. And now that it opened completely into the chotzer, you look as though it's like one area now. Now this whole area becomes more than a base of sayim. So midrabbanan is considered a karmelis. It's awesome. For the Gemara, maskeblo Rabbi Yosef, for the Rabbi Yosef, akasha why v'chi aver hamutaloi oisroi. The aver that's mutter, like the chotzer itself, inside the chotzer itself, you are allowed to carry. The chotzer itself still has its mechitzes. But we're talking about in a case like picture 118, that the chotzer itself still has gifufim. It has mechitzes on both sides of the chotzer, you still have. So even though it's opened up into the karfif, the side mechitzes help for the chotzer to give it a shem pesach. There's only an opening here. A pesach alamol is called the mechitza. So we look now, the chotzer itself, you still let it carry in. The chotzer has its four mechitzes around the chotzer. Inside the chotzer, it's mutter to carry. Now what should be yosef? Now the karfif though. The karfif only has three walls around it. It's open completely into the chotzer. So you want to say now the karfif becomes osur because this chotzer, this area, is opened up into the karfif and it looks like the karfif became bigger. But that's a cloud. If the area opening up is mutter to carry, you're allowed to carry in the chotzer, it can't osur on the karfif. Something that you're allowed to carry in that area can't make something osur. If the outside area would be a karmelis, would be a rishus rabin, you can't carry, then it can ask for the inside area. But once the karfif is opening up into a chotzer, which this chotzer you're allowed to carry anyway, that's a klal, a hetedika mokum, cannot aser another place, it can't become aser. That's the kasha. Maskal Rabbi Yosef. V'chiyaver ha-mutter. This chotzer that you're allowed to carry now, ha-mutter loy, oisroy, can it now come and ask on the karfif? Why should it ask on the karfif? The chotzer by itself is mutter. The karfif by itself is also mutter. So why should it become also now? Because now the karfif broke open into the chotzer, so what? The chotzer is mutter. The karfif is only exactly a base of sign, should also remain mutter. So why did it become also now? Omalei Abaya, Abaya answered back, L'chura, come on. Who do you want to say? Like, who do you want to say it's mutter? To Rabbi Shimon. You want to say it goes according to Rabbi Shimon. That Rabbi Shimon's yisoid is, we say, a karfif and a chotzer is always considered like one rishus. You're allowed to carry from a karfif into a chotzer. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. He holds a gag, a karfif and a chotzer is all one rishus for the Shabbos. So here, since the karfif and the chotzer, you're allowed to carry one to the other, it should be mutter. So the Gemara name, L'Rab Shimon Nami, I have a teres even according to Rab Shimon Shita. Ha'ika avir mokem ha-mechitzis. Mokem mechitzis. The teres says the reason why this karfif becomes also now is because when this wall broke down between the karfif and the chotzer, the space of the wall made the karfif more than a base of sign. Like a picture 118. We're talking about Metchila, you had a wall here. Now this wall was, let's say, 3 tefachim wide. So when you had the wall standing, now the inside area is exactly a base of sign. So it was mutter to carry. Now when the wall breaks down, we don't have to come on to the fact the chotzer is an extension now, comes into the karfif. That, no. Since the chotzer you're allowed to carry remains mutter, the chotzer doesn't become awesome. What becomes awesome, though, the karfif itself becomes awesome. Because since this wall now comes down where the aleph is, and that originally was 3 tefachim wide, you're losing 3 tefachim area in the base of Sayim. So the karfif now becomes more than a base of Sayim. That's why it's also to carry in the karfif. Poshit, when the wall fell down, this area where the wall was standing became added to the karfif. So now you have more than a base of Sayim here. That's why it's also to carry inside the karfif. Now it's more than a base of Sayim, and nobody lives in here. It's lehukos adira. So then midrabbanan has it in karmless. So that's the reason why it's also here. Not because of the chotzer, but only because of the karfif. Ha'ika avir mokem mechitzis. The Amar Rav Chizda says, karfif shenifritz b'mluya l'chotzer. Namashawa case here. Picture 119. We have a karfif, the open place, opened up completely into a chotzer. Is the halacha chotzer muteris? In the chotzer still you're allowed to carry. The chotzer still has its dalad mechitzis. Like in a picture, really the picture should be like 118. The chotzer itself, since there are indentions, there's walls on both sides of the opening to the karfif. It has mechitzis on both sides here, the chotzer. So the chotzer itself has its 4 walls. And the opening is only called the Pesach, which always has a Shem Mechitzim. So therefore, the Chotzer has its 4 Mechitzis, you're allowed to carry in the Chotzer. The Karfif you're not allowed to carry in, because since the Karfif now is more than a base of Sayim, it's Osir. Like we're saying now. That's what Chizid dinos. Name of Chizid. Karfif shenifas b'muya, l'Chotzer. Chotzer muteris, in the Chotzer you can still carry, the Karfif Osir. But the Karfif you're not allowed to carry in. Chotzer, Fet Gemara. Chotzer, my timer. Why are you telling me you're allowed to carry inside the chotzer? The east leg yifufi. Because it has the extra sides of its mechitza still standing. Like the chotzer itself still has these extra part of the 4th wall. It wasn't broken open completely to the chotzer. The chotzer has these sides gifufim, these sides walls to the chotzer, so the chotzer has a shame mechitza. Fet Gemara, for hozimnin de mishkachas lo ipcha. Sometimes it could be the exact opposite case, which should be in picture 119. In the case of picture 119, when this mechitza here broke down the entrance from the karfif to the chotzer should become osa now. Because now the chotzer is paras b'muya. The chotzer has no 4th wall. Fakir, the karfif itself still has a 4th wall, because the karfif has the indentions on the 2 sides. Mashenka in the chotzer, in the case where it's open completely, in this case the chotzer should become usher, like in picture 119. So the mice, it depends if you're talking about picture 118 or picture 119. In the top picture, the chotzer is mutter. In the second picture, the chotzer should become usher, because now it's parts of muya. For the Mara of Vazimnin, the Mishkachas l'Ipcha, you can have the same halacha just the opposite way. Why don't we say it the opposite way? Ela mishum di arminun. Zer avir mechitzais miyasroi, v'zer ein avir mechitzis miyasroi. We say one side, the avir of the mechitzis, make it wider. One place it doesn't. In other words, we're talking about now it's a rhyme we're going now according to Reb Shimon. according to Rabbi Shimon Shiter, is a karfef and a chutzah really is considered like one rishus. One does not aser on the other. You're allowed to carry from a karfef into a chutzah. So Mela, in Tikshur 119, where the chutzah, where the complete wool of the chutzah broke down, so the chutzah now opened up into the karfef. The karfef is still exactly only a base of sayim. So since you're allowed to carry in the karfef, who are then you're allowed to carry in the chutzah? Because the chutzah is opened up into an area that's mutter to metaltum. You could carry one to the other. So according to Rabbi Shimon, this case would never be osur. Now the only case you have osur is in picture 119, where the karfef itself really, it's only exactly a base of sayim with its wool. When the wall was standing, then the karfef was only a base of sayim. Now when the wall broke down, the karfef became more than a base of sayim. So since now this area is more than a base of sayim, now this area became osur. But enechnami, the chotzer is mutter, because the chotzer itself has its four mechitzes. Since it has the gifuf from the indention on both sides, we look as if it has four mechitzes. That's why Badafka says it this way, that if there's a case that the karfef becomes osur, the chotzer remains mutter. But the other way, they'll always both be mutter. Moravaita. Hahu bustinu. You had a case of a garden. You had an orchard. You had an orchard in front of your house. Hahu bustinu. Bustinu means an orchard. A bunch of trees growing in front of your house. And you had, again, a four mechitzes around it. But it was a chsarin, it was more than a base of sayin. So since it was more than a base of sayin, it's also to metal to midrabonin inside it. Rashi says, Bustuna Pardes, it's an orchard. There have been two yilonis. You had a lot of trees growing there. Who bustuna? There have been some mechlaguda viapadna. It was all the way up to mamash the smack in front of your house. Laguda means the wall, the apadna of your house, of your palace. That the trees were in this area, you had an orchard there, and mamas, the trees came all the way up to your house. So the fourth wall of the apadna was the house. That's what Rashi learns. You have three walls all around it, like a picture 124, you have it. You have three walls all around the orchard, and the house was the fourth wall to the orchard. That's what you had. Samach laguda diapadna. Now, nofal ashisha braisa. What happened was, the front wall of the house caved in on Shabbos. The front wall caved in. The apadna. So the chura now, you don't have your fourth wall to this apardes. That's Rashi. There is some laguda diapadna. Vihoisaloi hekaf ladira. That was the fourth wall, the front of the house, and it was taka made ladira to live inside there. So even though the orchard was more than a base of sayim, but since there was an opening from your house into the orchard, and the front wall of the house was made to be the fourth mechitza for the orchard, so it's considered like the orchard is now hukah for dira. Therefore, you're allowed to carry inside this orchard, no matter how wide it is. Because b'shas you build the fourth wall, which was your house, you have das to live there, you have your house there, you have an opening, so it's called this fourth wall was made l'shem dira. Now on Shabbos, what happened was the front of the house caved in, and what you left is the back wall of the house is still staying. That's what's staying here. That was the shayla now. The front wall caved in, and all you have left is the back of your house. That wall is still standing. So they came to ask the shayla, can we still carry inside this garden or not? In other words, the fourth wall that was made l'shem diram was the front of the house. The back of the house was not made l'shem mechitzam for the orchard. So Maisa now, since the orchard is more than a base of sayin, maybe you don't have a mechitza that was built in l'shem dira. Maybe it should become asa. So that was the Maisa. So the Mara Sova Rabbi Bilameima, Rabbi first wanted to say, Lisma chaguda giviyasa. Let's be saying on the inner wall, the inside wall to the house. That was there before Shabbos. So even though the front wall was the one that was built for this paradise, but now that it fell down, let's use the inside wall. Omalei Rav Papa didn't like this terrace. He said to him, Mishum diyasim melila, you come from a bad place. Amrisa milim leyaisi, you're saying bad things. Hanech mechitzois legavoy avidin. Hey, the inner wall of the house, known as the back wall of the house, that was only made for the purpose of the house itself. Obalabroyi leyavidin, that was not made for the purpose of the orchard in front of the house. You made the front wall of the house to be the fourth wall for the orchard. That's what you were saying, Mechon. But the inner wall to your house, that was only made for the house. It wasn't made for the orchard. So since those mechitzas were not made for the orchard, it doesn't help for the orchard. So lemaisa now, the orchard now, since it's more than a base of sayim, you don't have mechitzas hukof ladira, therefore becomes also on Shabbos to use them. So Rashi learns, Mumalila means Mukatoyim, like cut down. Mi base Eli came from base Eli, the Abaya, Avuya the Rabbi base Eli, Osi came from base Eli. Emir Sefer Mashashon, Melisa Ketulas, Blurreglain, cut down without feet. That was the Klola, whoever comes out of base Eli had a Chiyuv Koros. They didn't live too long. So Kitsu knows you're not saying good things. Why? Libroi Layavidim. When he the Pirtzeleka, Enochanami, Lamaisa, this orchard now has four Mechitas all around it. There's no pirtza there, because the maisa, the back of the house, is a fourth wall. A kol ponim, the fourth wall was not made for the purpose of living there, but paradise. The aviyosim beis asayim. Since this orchard is more than a beis asayim, and the inner wall of the house was not made for the purpose of the orchard, it was made only to live inside the house, so such mechitzit you can't use. That's the way Rashi learns the sugi here. Tais learns a little bit different. Tais learns the case was that you had an orchard in front of your house, and what you did was, before Shabbos, you build a new wall in front of your house, l'shem dira. I was talking about that metchila, you had the orchard, and you didn't have that to live there. You didn't have a base dira. Now you so, and later you made the house, so the mechitzas don't help. So in front of the house, you made a new mechitza, and this new mechitza is made l'shem dira. So that's the shayla. Now in the middle of Shabbos, those walls fell down. So he wanted to be samech on the old walls of the house, but teretz was, those walls weren't made l'shem dira. The only one that was made l'shem dira was the new wall you build, and that wall, when it cave down, it doesn't help you anymore. Right. So Mari, he avranka. He avranka, another case. You have avranka, where Rashi learns is, it's a tree that has a lot of wide branches going all around it. You have a wide tree that you could use underneath it, the shade of the avranka, you could use shade to sit underneath it. It is ahu avranka. There was a wide tree that had shade underneath it. To heaven and the Resh Galusa. It's the Resh Galusa, the president there, Resh Galusa, had it. But Bustano, in his orchard, in his backyard, he had this big tree there. Is omale le Rav Huna bar Chilna, he told Rav Huna bar Chilna, levet ma takanto, do me something, fix me up, make some type of a heta ervin here, to lomocha necho nahamahosim. I want to be able to have my Shabbos Suda tomorrow morning underneath the tree. It's going to be a hot day tomorrow, it's going to be too hot inside. I want to have my cholent outside underneath the tree. Do me some taiva that I can be able to carry from my house underneath the tree. That's the way it was. It was a big carpet. Really, there were four walls all around, like a picture 129, picture 73. It was all four walls all around it, and the middle, and it was more than a base of sayim. So with the rabbon, and you're not allowed to be metaltal inside here. Since it's more than a base of sayim wide, and it wasn't hukah for dira, he only had a tree there, it's not called hukah for dira, so you're not allowed to carry inside. So he told me, do me something that I'll be able to bring my food here and eat here tomorrow morning. So what did he do? So let's see Rashi. Rashi says about Avranka Elon Shetilim Ruby. He had a big tree that gave off a lot of shade. V'noitin oisin hasarim, the big princesses planted this big tree. V'yoisin staboyis tachtav, they made nice benches underneath it. Sivoisov lehisloinein tachtav, v'yimoyis tachamal l'smeyachshom. They sat outside in a beautiful shade and had a good time. The bustinot Rashi v'yoisin v'yis asayin. Shloi hukof l'diru hoyu apardis. It was in the middle of his big paradise, the big orchard, that there were mechitzas all around it, but I called upon him, it was not hukah for dirum. So you're not allowed to carry inside here more than daladamis. So he told me, do some taiva, do me something that I can carry here tomorrow. Trashi nechu nam osam, tachasim, I want to make an eel, I want to be able to eat there. So what did he do tomorrow? Ozal ovat kona pochis, pochis mishloisha. He made like a new mechitza. He made kona, he took reeds, different reeds, and he put them up, Pochus Mishloisha, one next to the other, less than Gimel Tfachim apart, so we say Lovid. So he made a Mechitza Bekitza. So Drashi, Ovid, Kona, Kona, Pochus Mishloisha Tfachim. Hekuf, Kagoin Mechitzas Kanim, he made Mechitzas made out of reeds, like he built up a Mechitza here, made out of reeds in the middle of the park, he made a little Mechitza made out of the reeds, in the picture 129 Yavid. He made reeds like sticks sticking up, and each stick was next to three tefachim, next to the next one. You say love is considered attached. So you have a good mechitza. You have a good rishus yochid here. Hekel Rashi going mechitzas kanim, dal mechitzas. He made four mechitzas out of there. Kicheder. It looked like a little room here, like a little hut. Lahaniach sham balayla, that he was going to leave there at nighttime. Hamaychul, he'll leave his food in this hut. V'ladisham, and he's going to sleep there. Hashemir, he'll put the shemir outside there. Let the maid sleep there at night. V'ladisham hashemir. Olomachil tatenu b'chol ha'pardes. And tomorrow we're allowed to carry in the whole pardes. Why? The ispe shemira beis dira.
All right, mitzvah Shem. Next tape. We'll continue on. Vayter.